On the line with me is TNA wrestler Ethan Carter, also known as EC3. How are you today, sir?
I am excellent. Thank you for having me, Canada. And I must say thank you to the Canadian curling team for winning the Olympic gold medal this year.
I didn't know you were a curling fan, Ethan.
I became one this year. I had a lot of cohorts in the wrestling industry, and I got together and formed a little random choosing Olympic curling tournament, and we randomly assigned teams. Unfortunately, I was assigned Denmark, but when it came to the Canada versus China match, I had a little side action going, and I made out very nicely. So,
well, I hope you chose Canada over China.
I did, in fact.
So, to me, you were the breakout star in the past year for TNA. You officially debuted only 6 months ago at Bound for Glory. What do you attribute to your quick rise?
I really just attribute an opportunity is all I needed. I've always been a firm believer in the chance that, you know, if you give me an inch, I'm going to take that mile. And I was given more than an inch, and I'm planning on taking more than a mile, so to speak.
How did you end up signing with the company initially?
We were just in contact with each other. I mean, I'm a professional wrestler, and that's what professional wrestlers do. People that were over in the company, I think, were very fond of my work that was seen more so by them than people that might have been for the company I worked to prior. So they were very interested in having me when that came about, and I was very interested in going there and proving myself. So I really think it was a match made in heaven.
Your first several fights in TNA were squash matches against Dewey Barnes and Nerve Furnham. Were there supposed to be that many matches against those guys, or just kept going on because of the sheer comedic value?
I don't know what you ever mean by the term squash match. Dewey Barnes and Nerve Furnham are just two top-tier athletes, two of the best in the world at what they do. I guess that being putting on a singlet and kick pads, or, you know, having tattoos. But whatever it may be, as far as us and our long-storied rivalry, I think what I really think it was is that it was there to build me. But in the essence of building me, they themselves kind of, with limited opportunity, made themselves useful and made it entertaining no matter what. Because a squash match is a squash match. Everyone knows it. No one's really interested in that. But to take a squash match per se and to have an entertainment value to it and takes two to tango in that scenario. And I think both those guys, they're both really good, and they both, deserve a chance. And, you take what you can get, like I took what I can get. And I think that extended it a little bit, allowing them to have more of an opportunity to show themselves, and hopefully we see more from them because they're good little kids.
Yeah, I'd like to see them back.
Yeah.
How much input do you have in your character and its development?
My input in the character, I wouldn't say I have input per se as much as the ability to believe who I am and what I'm doing. And I think that's what makes a character stand out or a character succeed or fail is you can manufacture an idea of a character because it's an extension of myself. So in that sense, quite a bit, but I'm not writing this stuff, so.
Ryan Ryder here in conversation with Ethan Carter III, EC3. What was your experience like working with the Icon Sting, and what are your thoughts on his departure?
Honestly, as a young little Carter, growing up in the little Carter household, Sting was always a guy I looked up to. I mean, the ultimate babyface in my eyes, and many years of just watching him. So when that opportunity came about to stand toe-to-toe with him in a ring, and, it was great. It was awesome. It was awesome in the sense because as far as in the ring is one thing, but what we were doing outside the ring as far as our promos to each other, the opportunity for me to step up and talk on a level of one of the top wrestlers of all times, and just being able to interact and do that part of the business was awesome. And then I wish we had more time in the ring, to be honest. If he's departed, I wish him the best, but I'd love to tangle with him one more time,
You did get a pinfall over him in the last match you guys had.
I got two.
Oh.
Two of the most devastating schoolboys you'll ever see do not put your back to me because I will pin you, I swear.
Speaking of another guy you were supposed to face was Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle. He had to drop out because of injuries. Any word on Angle's condition and when you guys will be having that match?
In retrospect, Ethan Carter III likes to believe that he has personally retired Kurt Angle. In hindsight, though, I mean, everything I said about Sting applies to Kurt Angle as well. I mean, one of the best of all time, and what an opportunity to be involved in the ring with him, at least on the promo aspect, you know, being able to crash the Hall of Fame ceremony and being able just to jaw-jack with a great talker like that. Also, you know, growing up, someone I looked up to greatly, so that is awesome. As far as his return to the ring, I really can't wait, because if you watch Lockdown, you know, another thing with Input and Freedom is I took it upon myself to talk about how that was my dream match that he is skipping out on because of injury, when in reality, it is my dream match, and I can't wait to have it, so sooner than later, I hope.
What other sports do you follow aside from wrestling? I know you mentioned being a follower of curling. What other sports do you follow?
Well, as an American, I'm a firm follower of baseball and football, basketball. I know this is going to somehow segue into hockey and somehow segue into you, Canada, rubbing it in my face that you've defeated America, both our women and our men, and then, you know, defeated us last Olympics in 2010, which is true, so I'm happy for you. And I love hockey. The only problem I have is that when I was growing up, I never had a hockey team that I liked. Like, I didn't have a team to follow growing up, so it's not ingrained in me to live or die by it because I have no team like I do with any other sport.
Okay, so who would you consider your hockey team to be then?
It's tough to say. Growing up in Cleveland, we had the Cleveland Lumberjacks, which is a minor league affiliate of the Pittsburgh Penguins. So I liked Mario Lemieux and I liked Pittsburgh, but I also am from Cleveland, so I can't like anything from Pittsburgh. So there's that that little catch-22 there. So for the record, I will now officially and forever pledge my allegiance to the Montreal Canadiens.
Good call. Trying to get the Montrealers to like you.
Yeah.
What's the best advice you've received in TNA Impact Wrestling?
That's a tough one. That's good. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have went out of the way to help me out, which I always appreciate. A lot of veterans. And then the best advice I received probably in TNA Impact Wrestling is just to, you know, be yourself, don't change who you are, be what got you here.
You mentioned Sting, you mentioned Kurt Angle as guys that you'd like to face. Who else would you like to square off against in the ring?
In TNA, I mean, top to bottom, there's so many guys. Off the top of my head, since we're talking Canada, I think Bobby Roode has been able to make a name for himself in professional wrestling by being loyal to this company and staying around, but also being one of the top in-ring guys in the game. And, you know, he's a guy that I'll watch all of his stuff diligently because I, you know, respect the hell out of what he does. And I think that'd be great to do in the future. Obviously, Magnus is a champion, and if you don't want to be a champion, you should get out. So I'd love to take it to him. You know, who else are we talking about here? So many good guys. Samoa Joe, I briefly had a little thing with, but I'd like to extend that just because of the physical presence he brings in the ring. I mean, anybody. I'll fight anybody. Dewey Barnes and Norv Furman would be great. I could put my hands on them one more time. Or 10 more times, regardless.
If you could just face the two of them every night, I think you would choose to do so, no?
I could make a career off that.
What about Abyss? Have you ever had the chance to face him?
I have not, and I think I was actually thinking about this the other day, of Abyss, and I was thinking about the kind of chicanery and violence that he brings to the ring, and one thing is, I have the ability to do that, but I've never had the chance. So I think if that were ever to take place, that would make that open some people's eyes and be very exciting for our fans and very exciting for me.
You mentioned the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Is that where your eyes are set right now, or do you feel it's a little too soon?
I mean, honestly, it's my top goal, as it should be. Right now, though, I think it's too soon just because I have so many unfinished businesses. I have Jeff Hardy, Willow, I have Kurt Angle. Like, I have a lot to, I have a lot to build some credibility before I could, me personally, hold that and feel it's right, if that makes sense.
What do you think of Jeff Hardy's new character of Willow?
It's, I mean, it's interesting. It really is. I think being in a program against it is going to be a lot of fun just because with my personality and my character, I could mock it and or embrace it, and like you'll see in the coming weeks on Impact, the stuff we're doing. I think if one person who has figured out wrestling, figured out who his target demographic is, his fan base is, and how to stay relevant and new and always invent himself, kind of like an Undertaker to an extent, is Jeff Hardy. So if he thinks this is a good idea, I'm not going to bet against him because he has been successful on every possible level. And, you know, he's got very loyal fans, and they will follow him. So I'm excited about it.
Ethan Carter III, been great talking with you. Any final words?
Plenty of final words. I would really hope that us as TNA come up to Canada soon because they have such a very loyal and knowledgeable fan base in professional wrestling and appreciate it more than just about anybody in the world. So that's hopefully something we're looking at to doing later in the year, maybe. So that would be awesome. Plus, I hear you have good beer up there.
Which is, oh, we do.
Another bonus. And, yeah, no, thank you for the interview. Thank any fans for support and any haters for making noise against me, because that's me doing my job, and I love it, and I love interaction. So get at me on the Twitter machine at Ethan Carter TNA. Say what you will. Enjoy life. Keep on rocking. USA all the way. That's all I got. Thank you very much.